Sports. For many of us, they provide a way of life or a sense of community. We can consume sports through just about any medium possible. But how about the people who bring sports into our homes or on our tablets and phones? Hosts, anchors, reporters. You don't always know their names, but their contributions have allowed us to enjoy sports broadcast as we know it. I'm Brad Dalius, and I'm hosting a new podcast from the Schold Media Group. In this podcast, we're going to spotlight the lives and careers of some of the hardest working broadcasters and journalists in the world of sports. We'll discuss how some of them were able to make a splash in the industry by getting their big break.
I had actually auditioned for ESPN. You know, I knew I wanted to do more. Got an agent, and that's so key, finding somebody who actually believes in you. They put me in front of different people, and they kind of passed my work along to the contacts at ESPN, and they didn't have a job at the time. And they were really clear about it. They were like, listen, we have no inclination of hiring anybody right now, but we do find you interesting, and we like your work, and we want to see what you look like on our set. And so I came down and, you know, went for the audition, and it was one of those moments, I'm not going to lie. I took a picture in front of the ESPN sign. That's kind of that post I have. And I took a picture there because I wanted to show my kids one day, hey, I actually, you know, came to ESPN and I had this audition. Because you don't know if you're going to get the job, right? And it was just one of those things where it was a meet and greet, met a whole bunch of different people. You know, when something finally did come up, that's when it kind of became a little more serious, and took about a couple months there. And basically it took about just over a year to get it done. But it started with me just coming to audition without a job in mind.
We'll also discuss the rise of women in the industry and how they continue to break barriers every day.
For a long time, I was told it's hard to be a woman in this business. You know, you don't know what you're talking about, and you never played this sport, and nobody wants to hear you. And, you know, and you hear that for a very long time. And then once you're in this business long enough and people get to know you and you've proven yourself to other people, probably to yourself, which usually has to happen first. But then there's kind of a second wave, which is, okay, great, you've been doing this, you've proven yourself, but now it's going to get harder because women don't age on camera. And once you hit 40, nobody wants to hire older women on camera. So as soon as I thought I'd mastered the first wave or got over the first wave of just being a woman in this business, it was like, oh, well, now I'm going to get smacked with the second wave. And so I'm really thankful for them hiring me and bringing me into the family. But I'm most thankful that they've allowed me to grow up in this business, get older in this business, age in this business. I don't want, especially young women, to just look at me and my peers who've been doing it for a long time and go, you know, oh, it's so great to see a woman on camera. I want them now to say, it's so great seeing an older woman on camera. Because I was told for a very long time, once you hit 40, you should have a plan B. So I want to be able to be one of the women that all these younger women can look to and go, when you hit 40, you're just getting good.
And what about the tools and skills you need to break into this highly competitive and always evolving field?
Look, it is really hard when you're starting out. You got to do everything. You got to shoot. You got to edit, like you mentioned. But a lot of people have said to me, isn't it enough, or why isn't it enough that I just go on the air and do a good job every night and go home? Like, shouldn't that be enough? And yeah, it should in a perfect world, but we're not in a perfect world. So if you can take advantage of some of these tools, you know, again, I mentioned TikTok. I told a young play-by-play announcer the other day, he should get on TikTok. He should be one of the first people on there, in terms of broadcasters at least, and, you know, see what happens. Maybe he can get noticed that way. Maybe he can create some new content that other people aren't thinking about.
So I hope you'll join me. The Schold Media Group podcast premieres soon on Apple Podcasts, Google, Stitcher, and wherever you're listening right now.